VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us on the VCY America Radio Network. In for Jim Schneider today, this is Dalton Windsor. And today, like most days, we will really be relying on you for a good portion of this Crosstalk program, expecting to hear from you via telephone, your calls, as we shine the spotlight on Dad, a tribute to fathers. This coming Sunday is Father's Day. And many of us probably thinking about how we will reach out to Dad, maybe by telephone, maybe send a card or a text, or these days maybe FaceTime, or maybe even get to make the small journey to visit a while with the man that we know as Dad. Now, some of you, all you have left are the memories of Dad. And we know that. We realize that. And hopefully many of those are more good ones than bad. Many of you are living a legacy that your dad, that your parents handed down to you. A legacy of faith, love, family, hard work, love of country. That list could go on and on and on. And some who call this hour will possibly shed a tear. Tears of joy, talking about their father, how they remember family trips, sporting events, dad teaching them to mow the lawn, hammer a nail, or maybe the holiday stories we all remember. Still, there will also be others who, when they think of their father, the thoughts are not necessarily good ones. Maybe Dad was never around. You know, we do hear often today this is now called a fatherless generation. Or maybe when Dad was around, his burdens were so heavy that you really wish he wasn't. And if that is you, it must be confusing to hear someone speak so highly of his or her dad, or even how when the Christians speak of a heavenly father. Because the term father to you only brings heartache. Well, wherever we find ourselves in this topic today, it is our best intention to focus on the good and to honor the men who we call dad. We will be opening up the phone lines here shortly. Karen is standing by to take calls, and we'll start our Father's Day tribute. But before we do, going to, as they say, borrow brains from pastor and Bible teacher Dr. J. Vernon McGee. A commentary of his from the book of Genesis. And interestingly, long about chapter 5, what Dr. McGee referred to as, quote, one of the most discouraging and despondent chapters in all of the Bible. In fact, he said, reading this chapter is like walking through a cemetery. Now, hearing that, one must ask, why then read it? Let alone, why would God include it in the scripture? And while there are some more familiar father-son stories, father-son relationships in scripture, like maybe the prodigal son, a.k.a. also known as the loving father, we'll trust that in this portion of the scripture, there is a bright spot in where we are headed. While some only see a walk through a cemetery, we actually find a father who walked with God. And sharing just a short portion here from the commentary and Genesis chapter 5, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, their name, Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Now that's just five verses into chapter 5 of the book of Genesis. And Dr. McGee says, now we start through the graveyard. Adam begat sons and daughters, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. And what happened? And he died. In verse 8, we read what happened to Seth. He died. He had a son by the name of Enos. And what happened to him? In verse 11, we are told that he died. But he had a son, and Canaan was his son. And what happened to Canaan? In verse 14, we find that out too. He died. He had a son, Mahalaleel. And what happened to him? In verse 17, it says, he died. But he had a son, and his name was Jared. And well, Jared died too. And that's 20 verses into chapter 5. But then we come upon the thrilling story of Enoch. Before Jared died, Jared had a son by the name of Enoch. Verse 21 says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And as the scripture has been, what would normally have been the next thing to happen to Enoch? No, he did not die. See, while this is a dark chapter, there is the bright spot. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The commentary goes on, this is one of the most remarkable things that in the midst of all the death of man, it is said of Enoch that he walked with God. This is quite remarkable, by the way. Only two men are said to have walked with God. In the next chapter, we find that Noah also walked with God. These were two pre-flood people who walked with God. There are actually only two men in the Old Testament who did not die. One of them is Enoch, and any guesses on the other? Elijah. But Enoch is one of the few before the flood of whom we have any record at all. We are told that he did not die, but that God took him. He was translated. That word translated there, translation, is the taking of a word from one language and putting it into another language without changing its meaning. Enoch was removed from this earth. He was translated. He had to get rid of the old body which he had. He had to be a different individual, yet he had to be the same individual, just as the translated word has to be the same. Enoch was taken to heaven. And just a few more lines here. We read that Enoch lived 65 years and then begat Methuselah. After that, what did he do? He walked with God. We don't really know what the first 65 years of Enoch's life were. It is assumed that he was like the rest of the crowd. It was a very careless period of time. But when that little boy Methuselah was born, Enoch's walk was changed. That baby, God had so moved in this man's life, he turned to God. It can be assumed that God put that child in Enoch's life for a very well-known reason. God puts a baby in a family just for that purpose. And if that baby will not bring you to God, Dr. McGee says, it's possible that nothing else will. For 300 years after that he walked with God and he begat other children, sons and daughters, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. That is how long he was on this earth. But he did not die. It does not say, "And then Enoch died," but it says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Oh, to be a father, a dad in our world, in our culture today, one who walks with the Lord. This story was best told in a Sunday school lesson. A little girl came home describing Sunday school to her mother. "The teacher told us about Enoch and how he walked with God." And the mother said, "Well, what about Enoch?" And the little girl put it something like this: "It seems that every day God would come by and say to Enoch, 'Enoch, would you like to walk with me?' And Enoch would come out of his house and down to the gate, and he'd go walking with God. He got to the place that he enjoyed it so much that he'd be waiting at the gate of his house every day to walk with God. God would come along and say, 'Enoch, let's take a walk.' Then one day, God came by and said, 'Enoch, let's take a long walk. I have much to tell you.' So they were walking and walking, and finally Enoch said, 'My, it's getting late in the day. I'd better get back home.' And God said to him, 'Enoch, you're closer to my home than you are to your home. So you come on home with me.' And so Enoch went home with God." Final comment from Dr. McGee here says, "I do not know how you can put it any better than that, my friend. That is exactly the story that we read here of Enoch in Genesis chapter 5. Friend, we share all of that today to see really where it all began back in the beginning with our first parents, Adam and Eve, the parents of all living. Yet we also see so much death, don't we? How all in Adam died. Yet this telling of Enoch, how by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. The book of Hebrews says, Hall of Faith chapter 11, he was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Enoch, a father, a dad in his time, walked with God, the heavenly Father that Jesus taught about. A father in whom is no darkness at all. And while, yes, friends, it is true that in Adam all die, it is also written in 1 Corinthians 15, "Even so, in Christ Jesus shall all be made alive." How important is this Father, this Heavenly Father that we know about from the Scriptures, and who we place our faith in? We want to hear from you. 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. We'll go to the phones next.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, over the years, we've read a lot from science about amber. Has DNA ever been recovered from it?
Chris, there are fragments of DNA found in amber, but it's well known that DNA decomposes in such a short period of time that even in thousands of years, you'd not expect to find much DNA left. But now an even more remarkable thing has been found that has thrown evolution into a tizzy. Entombed within the bodies of insects fossilized in amber are ancient bacteria, which scientists have been able to revive. They've actually come back to life. Over 3,500 types of microorganisms have been rejuvenated. Chris, how can this be? This amber is thought to be millions and millions of years old, but how could things still be alive after all that time? Chris, I think it's the evolutionary story and the story of millions of years which is wrong. The Back to Genesis view makes a whole lot more sense.
Thanks for tuning in to Back to Genesis.
This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Radio Network, our Father's Day tribute. Just getting things started here today, looking at a biblical account of a father who walked with God. And as we prepare to go to the telephones, we would love to hear from you and let you share what your dad has meant to you in your life. And maybe Father's Day isn't pleasant to you. Maybe dad was anything but loving. But Father's Day serves as all of us, a reminder that, especially in the light of the biblical account that we just read, that all of us are of our original first parents of Adam. And maybe your dad, maybe still is a child of Adam, and does not yet know the Heavenly Father. Not only does he need to walk with the Heavenly Father, so do you and so do I. And how should we walk? We walk by faith and not by sight. And what good news today that there is a Father in heaven who so loves the world. No one has a perfect earthly father, yet there is a Father in heaven who we can always call upon. Without him, we would have to conclude that every generation has been a fatherless one. It's so great that we have hope. And then as dads, even like Enoch was as an example, walking with the Lord, the next generation can learn from that as well. I do hope to someday ask Enoch, why did you name him Methuselah? You know, why not James or John or Sam or Casey or some, you know, why Methuselah? But in any event, let's go to the phones and let's hear from you. And the tributes from across VCY America today will go to line one. Phil is in Mitchell, South Dakota. Phil, you're on Crosstalk.
Yes, I'd like to thank my late dad. I do not know if he is in heaven or he's in the other place right now. He died of Alzheimer's in 2004, but I thank him a lot because I had a very dysfunctional mom, and my dad came to my defense a lot of times, and I don't know what he did behind the scenes, but I remember at the age of 10, my mom physically, my dad physically prevented my mom from really doing serious harm to me physically. And
but it is still something that you're wanting to think back and honor him today, correct?
Correct, because you know, my dad still loved me, even though that I never told him the birth of my second son. He still loved me after I talked to him 2-3 days after the birth of my second son, and he really loved the name that we gave him, and he gave me all the support I need because I was suicidal at the time.
Phil, we really appreciate your phone call. We do have some others calling in and lining up, and so while I'd like to hear some more of the story, we do need to move along here, but thank you for calling in and being the first to honor Dad today on our Father's Day tribute. Take care of yourself, and thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, by the way, Phil in Mitchell, South Dakota. Now, when you hear the line clear, as it is now with Phil, that means it's time for you to call in. That would be an open line for someone else to call. And that number is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. You are making up the lion's share of today's program when you call in with your tribute what you would like to share from your heart about Dad. Father's Day coming up this Sunday. 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Greg is in Minnesota, New Richland, Minnesota. Greg, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to just share a real quick story. My dad passed away at a little over a year and a half ago. He's a week short of his 100th birthday.
Wow.
And for the longest, my parents were divorced when I was in high school, and I, to be honest with you, I hated my dad for a long time, but things changed. The relationship changed. And in the last years of his life, I got to spend a lot of time with him. He was in the Army and got a lot of stories from him, and I just appreciate those times so much now.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And almost 100 years old. How about that?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Long time.
Greg, thank you for sharing today. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
All right. 1-800-733-9829, 1-800-733-9829. Roger is in Bayside, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Roger.
Well, I've been listening to VCUY for quite a while, and a lot of sons have taken their father's program, like Jim Scudder and others, and they've been successful at it.
Okay.
And also, certain women's programs, just have a daughter that can take on the program at all. That's something that the daughter can take the program. Some of these women's shows, you know.
Okay, sure. Okay. Well, you know, maybe more of that will happen. It is very encouraging to see you mention Pastor Scudder being a second generation. As far as I know, second, there may be more, but a second generation pastor serving the Lord and the church. So that's a good point, and we could only hope and pray that would be the case for more of those serving the Lord with media ministries as such. So, Roger, thank you for the call. Let's go to Karen, listening in Pennsylvania today. Hi, Karen, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for doing this for us to be able to honor our dad. And I wanted to honor my dad. He passed away last Valentine's Day, but he was an Army guy, and I loved listening to his stories, and I could listen to him over and over again, which he didn't mind telling him over and over again. And he liked polkas, and so I'd go down on Saturday, and we'd listen to the polkas there. And but it took, he was 91, and he'd still be going strong if he didn't get this cancer. But it took him on maybe the day before he passed away to accept the Lord. And we didn't, we just prayed that he would, and we witnessed to him, but it took that. And so, you know, we didn't have to know that he was saved, but we asked the Lord if he'd let us know. And so Dad made a profession to us, and we have confidence where he's at this day, though. Just wanted to honor Dad, Don Morgan. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for that, and praise the Lord for his salvation and a new life even there as he was so near the end of his earthly time here. Karen, praise the Lord for that, and what a glad reunion you'll surely have one day. 1-800-733-9829 is the telephone number to call as we honor Dad today, our Father's Day tribute here on Crosstalk. Rose is in Waukesha. Thanks for calling, Rose. You're on the air.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. My dad, God bless his heart, passed away back in 2003, but I'm just so grateful for all that he taught me as I was growing up. And I'm finding, even after all these years that he's passed, that, for example, he taught me how to, like, figure out a problem that I may have.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I still do the same thing that he taught me on how to get through a problem.
Yeah.
And he was a good dad, and he was loving, and he was a great grandfather to my children. Wow. And I'm finding that I'm treating my grandchildren exactly how my dad treated my children, you know, such as if they need advice about something, you know, taking time to play with them, taking time to spend time with them,
yes,
and things like that. And I'm just so grateful for all the times my dad would say, come on, Rose, we need to sit down and have a talk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it was just wonderful having him as a dad. And I loved hearing the military stories that he would tell me, too. So to this day, I'm a little bit extra patriotic because of my dad.
A legacy of faith, no doubt.
Yes, a legacy. So now I'm able to pass on that to my son, who is in the military also, so that my son could have that connection with my dad, even though he's gone. So,
all right.
Yeah, I just had a wonderful dad. And one thing I really loved about him was he wouldn't let me witness to him, but he knew my children. I took my children to church. So every week when he would visit, he would gather up my kids and say, okay, children, what did you learn in Sunday school this week?
Uh-huh.
And he would, so in a sense, my children were actually witnessing to him.
Yes.
So I don't know for sure if he was saved, but before he passed away, he was talking a lot about Jesus and heaven and all that.
Well, that's the pathway right there, the only way. Rose?
Exactly. So maybe, hopefully, when I get to heaven, I'll see my dad there.
Well, amen. And we definitely join you in hoping and praying that be the same as well. Hopefully that he had called upon the Lord while he was still here on earth. Quickly, before we're up against the break here, Chester, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, and I'll be real brief. I think, really, dads don't never get the honor they do deserve, and I think there ought to be more than just one day a year that we honor them. And I was probably one of the most blessed people in life to have the dad that I had, because I've been a minister myself now for 28 years preaching the gospel, and my dad was ordained in 1970, and the only thing I ever knew out of my dad was him getting behind the pulpit and warning people to get ready because Jesus was coming.
Yes.
Never knew of him drinking, never knew of him on the party scene. Only preaching is all I ever knew of him.
And he's with the Lord now?
Yes. Yes, he passed away in December of 2019.
All right. Well, praise God for his service and for his salvation, and also for now your service. And look how the legacy of faith, hope, and love is passed down to you.
Yeah. Like they said, when Christ was standing before Pilate, let his blood be on us. And it is, from generation to generation.
Amen. Well, Chester, thank you for the call and for honoring your dad today, and a happy Father's Day to you. This is our Father's Day tribute here on Crosstalk Today. We need to take this break. We'll come back and hear from Ohio and another call from Wisconsin and possibly you. 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Go ahead and be a part of this Father's Day tribute when Crosstalk continues. The film, Unidentified, tells the story of two reporters tasked with getting the answers to the claims of UFO sightings. One reporter is an antagonist toward Christianity, the other, a Christian who is challenged on his beliefs.
I'm asking an honest question here, and according to the guru, the Bible says you have to receive Jesus in your life, so either you've done it or you haven't, so which is it, heaven or hell? Come on, Keith, heaven or hell? Answer the question, heaven or hell?
I don't know.
But I thought you were supposed to be a Christian.
Be challenged by the Rich Cristiano film, Unidentified. Available on DVD for a donation of $12 to VCY America. Additional copies to the same address are available for a donation of just $8 more. For your copies of Unidentified, call 1-800-729-9829.
It is a Father's Day tribute here on Crosstalk on the VCY America Radio Network. Jenny is in Ohio. Jenny, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that my dad passed away in 1993, but a day hasn't passed that I haven't thought of him and of the memories that we shared. He was a simple steel worker, but he had three kids, and we always talk about how dad treated us like we were the only one. He treated us very specially, and the best gift he ever gave us was he loved mom like crazy. He was such a good, sweet dad. I just still love him so much.
Wonderful. Jenny, thanks for sharing that today.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye now. Telephone number 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. It is a command in Scripture, even from the Lord, for men to love their wives. And yes, there's a benefit there for the husband-wife relationship, but also for those little ones who are coming up who see the love that is shared between the husband and the wife, the mommy and the daddy. And God willing, before, if you'll stay with us here, before the top of the hour here, and before we have to close off this show today, we're enjoying hearing from you. God willing, we'll have the time. We want to share just a quick story about a little boy named Casey. And you do not want to miss this. And Casey's a much easier name to say than Methuselah. If you were listening to the story at the beginning of today's Crosstalk, when we were looking at the life of Enoch, a father who walked with God back in Genesis chapter 5. But hopefully time will allow, God willing, here at the before the end of the show today, we're going to tell you a short story about Casey. Michael is in Zanesville, Ohio. Thanks for calling, Michael. You're on the air.
Yes, I like that. Thank you for the VCY. And my dad there, he died in 1991 or 92. And we didn't have much, all us 12 kids. And my mom was stricter. She was out tight. And my dad was a hard worker. No, I take his place there. Oh, you got to work there. And every Sunday, my mom always get up. We always go to this country church. And now today, that's where I go to. And I'm going to wish every Father's Day on BCY.
All right. Well, thank you for doing so, Michael. You have yourself a great day there in Zanesville, Ohio. Joseph is in Sussex, Wisconsin. Joseph, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Thank you, Dalton, for honoring our earthly fathers. I had a great father. He was very creative, and he knew how to play. So my elementary and middle school years were just a fantasy. I mean, he would have created, like a Six Flags Great America in our backyard if he could afford it. But, you know, in my teen years, things shifted. I kind of became embarrassed of him. He was relatively uneducated, and he was out of style, and he was just a simple kind of man. And I was going to do better than that. And so in my 30s, I had the Lord guiding me through my life, brought me to the pinnacle of the corporate fast lane. I remember a moment when I was in Hong Kong, and I was enjoying that view of the harbor. It's like it's the peak of corporate success. And what I was thinking about was my father and how I wanted to be back in Wisconsin with him, sitting on a 5-gallon bucket around a campfire, yeah, listening to him talk about just the simple things of life. Yes. And that was a turning point in my life. And so just a quick admonition to the young men out there, the teenagers.
Yes.
Do not despise the simplicity of your father.
Amen.
He was very content. And if I might, just one other thing. Another important part in my life was when I realized that I have a heavenly father. Yes. And my earthly father is a sinner just like I am. And that relieved a lot of stress I was, you know, expectation I was putting on him. Mm-hmm. When I realized that I have a perfect heavenly father, and he's the one that I am to look to.
Yes. Amen, Joseph. Thank you for sharing that today. And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
And Ben is in Plover, Wisconsin. Ben, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to honor my dad, Ken Crick, and just how he left a good example of marriage for me, of what it means to love a wife like Christ loved the church. And he, you know, taught me how to a good work ethic, and also just his love for the church and the Word of God. So I just wanted to mention that. And he's also a Vietnam veteran who served this country, and wow. And so I'm grateful for his service.
Yes, as are we. Ben, thank you for sharing that today. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
All right. Crosstalk, 1-800-733-9829, 1-800-733-9829. As soon as you hear one line let go, that means someone else can get on the line here. And Rafaela is in Phoenix, and you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to say I thank my dad because he brought 8 children into the world of Christianity. But when I was 20, we went on a vacation to Mexico, and he chose to be with his brother, and the brother was having difficulties. People wanted to kill my uncle because he wanted to build a road on somebody else's property. Family members would tell my dad, don't go with your brother. Get away from him because you may lose your life. So my father chose his brother and left his family here without a father.
Hmm.
But I thank him because I still follow the Lord.
Well, amen. Like the caller said just a few moments ago, there are no perfect earthly fathers, but we do have a perfect heavenly Father that we can always look to, and we praise him for that. Rafaela in Phoenix, we thank you for calling. Karen is in Tennessee. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
I just wanted to share. My father taught us 3 or 4 major things, and one was that he loved the Lord Jesus and our Father God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and body.
Hmm.
And the second was that he loved our mother. And that the third was that he loved us children, and there was a bunch of us children. But he was just such a good, godly man, and he was one of the deacons at the church, and he reached out to so many people, and him and mother both did, and we were just so blessed. And I look around at all of my friends who weren't as blessed, and sometimes I almost feel a little guilty, but God just blessed us so much, and I am so grateful for that.
Yes.
And I just want to thank the Lord, and I just want to say how wonderful it was to have a father like that. And I hope and pray that more of us will be examples to our children and grandchildren, that they can see Jesus living in us and know that he loves them.
Yes.
And like we love them. So thank you, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Amen. Thank you for that touching call there, Karen. No doubt many are saying amen right along with you. Crosstalk here on the VCY America Radio Network. It's our Father's Day tribute, 1-800-733-9829. If you do get a busy signal, just go ahead and try to call back in as quickly as you can. Gary is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hi, Gary.
Hi there. Good afternoon. I thank you guys for this wonderful show. I just wanted to say that my own father was an atheist. He died the day that Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait way back then, in 1990. And so he never had he was a rebel in his heart. And maybe in my rebel in my heart, I turned towards the Lord, and I found a whole bunch of fathers on the radio and online. Chuck Mitzler, Chuck Smith, Chuck Swindoll. I figured you had to be Chuck to be named a pastor. And I got to tell you, Chuck Mitzler has this story, and it completes your wonderful analogy with Enoch at the very beginning. But every name has a meaning, and in Genesis 5, if you look in a reference Bible, you'll see what the meaning of the names are. Methuselah, which you have quoted, that means his death shall bring.
Yes.
And from Adam to Noah, it runs as a sentence that was made 1,500 years. In 1,500 years, God put this together. And it says, man appointed mortal sorrow, the blessed God descending, teaching his death shall bring the despairing rest or peace. It's
and,
the gospel of Jesus Christ in Genesis 5.
And yes, and how it led to, his death and then the flood that we were...
That's right.
Exactly.
Yes, Enoch was the one who's our model for being raptured. In the book of Hebrews, that word was translated from the Greek into the Latin, and that's where you get rapturos.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that as rapture. And the next judgment, which is right on the horizon, folks... It's fire. It's not going to be water. It's going to be fire.
Be looking unto the Lord.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. All right, Gary.
Enjoy all your dads out there. Every pastor, you know, is a blessing to all of us. Just
yes.
Praise God for giving us all these earthly dads.
Yes.
As we look towards him.
And then those spiritual leaders as well, like you alluded to, mentioning so many different ones who helped you to learn and grow in your faith as well. Gary in Santa Fe, thank you for your call. We're nearly up against another break. Quickly, we'll try to get one more in. Terry is in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Terry.
Well, almost Des Moines. I'm west of Dubuque now.
Okay.
I follow up on the previous caller. I love that. I was going to tell you a whole thing. I'll break it down. To Methuselah, he died the same year as the flood.
Yes.
And it came to me, my first question once I learned that was, did he drown? And the answer is no. His death brought the flood. And nobody knew what Methuselah was going to, death of Methuselah was going to bring.
Hmm. Well, we could easily get wrapped up in enjoying a discussion on that, and that would probably be more for maybe another show in the future. But
oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
But definitely.
Methuselah was born before Noah died.
Definitely something worth enjoying a visit about more. But thank you for calling. We want to keep the spotlight as much as we can on the focus today being honoring our dads with our Father's Day tribute. As soon as someone hangs up, that means an open line for someone else. We're coming up already into our final segment. We have Matt on the line here. Do we have time for one more call? We'll try to get Matt on here before the break. Hi, Matt. You're on Crosstalk.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on here. So I want to honor my dad, who died in 2010 at the age of 64 to cancer. But I remember when I was about 14, he gave me my first Bible. It was a parallel Bible.
Okay.
And he really studied his Bible, and that encouraged me to really take the Word of God seriously. Unfortunately, he did end up kind of walking away from the Lord, but God brought him back at the end.
Hallelujah.
Brought him to a childlike faith through the cancer, and I trust he's in heaven. I really believe he is.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Matt, thanks for calling. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll come back with a couple more calls and a story about Casey. Stay with us.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a case brought by a men's group claiming that the National Selective Service registration for men is discriminatory because it doesn't also apply to women. The Supreme Court refused to hear the case, and Justice Sotomayor said that she was glad the Supreme Court did not hear the case because she said Congress may very well soon be making a ruling related to women having to sign up for selective service. Well, of course they are going to make that ruling, because we've been warning about that for years, particularly after a commission was established by John McCain and President Barack Hussein Obama in 2017. In 2018, I began to warn extensively about this national commission. Well, their report came out in March of 2020. Well, here we are now in June of 2021. And you can bet Congress is going to make women sign up for the selective service, just as Justice Sotomayor said Congress would probably do. Well, we warned you, and this is the feminization of our U.S. military.
It is our Father's Day tribute here on Crosstalk, hearing from listeners across VCY America. Kevin is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Kevin, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
I just want to say happy Father's Day to all fathers. And plus, my late father was a good Christian man, father. He told me he was not perfect. Yes, all fathers are not perfect, whether you had a good or bad relationship with your father. The positive point is that your father helped give you life to enjoy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call, Kevin, in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and amen. No one can boast of a perfect earthly father, but we do rejoice and celebrate in a perfect heavenly father. And while we do honor our earthly fathers today, we always honor and give thanks to the perfect father above. Don is in Green Lake, Wisconsin. Hi, Don. You're on Crosstalk.
Hi. I'd like to say I gave a tribute to my dad. He got saved when my niece was learning in a Christian school how to lead people to the Lord. And she led my dad to the Lord in the living room. And he was like 79 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was very pleased about that because we'll be seeing him in heaven. And then I thank him for being a dad that gave us great work ethic. And that he also was in the Merchant Marine to protect us in our country during, I think it was, one of the wars. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for him. His name is Clarence Borland, and he passed away a few years back, but I just wanted to give him that tribute.
All right. Well, Don, thanks for sharing today. We appreciate that, and praise God for his salvation, even at the age of 79.
I know. It's so wonderful. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you.
Have a great day, and thank you. Charles is in Ohio. Thanks for calling, Charles. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this is Charles Kaufman. I just want to pray tribute to my dad. When I grew up Catholic, and then I went to a church in Erie, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And what had happened is he had a massive stroke, and it was at the base of his brain. And my dad wasn't saved, and my dad
go ahead.
In a minute.
Okay. Well, many understand what you're feeling right now, Charles. Many understand.
Well, see, my dad, when he was Catholic, and he got me into the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And I ushered, you know, did everything with him. I can remember him calling bingo every year. They would have the bazaar, and he would set up on his platform, and he'd call his bingo. And I can remember one time when I was a little boy, I wanted a snowplow. And we drove all over Erie, Pennsylvania.
Looking for a snowplow?
Yep.
Okay.
And we couldn't find one, so I settled for a road grader. Well, once my wife and I got into, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the church.
No.
The church in Erie.
Okay.
And got saved. There was two of my friends. They asked if, because when I got a call from my sister saying my dad was in a coma at the hospital, and I told them, I said, I'm going down. I'm spending time with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the night.
Were you able to share about Jesus with him?
Well, two of my friends from church, and this is the great part of it. They went down, and they said, they asked my dad if they could, you know, show him from the gospel
that he would be 100% sure that he'd go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he was totally unconscious. He was in a coma.
Okay.
And they said my dad's hand closed right around his.
At a crucial point in the conversation.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was it. So, I mean, I believe that my dad is in heaven.
Well, Charles, we rejoice about that he left religion to go for relationship with Jesus Christ. We're simply nearly out of time, and we want to thank everyone who was called in to share and to give tribute for dads today. And if we might here, just want to close with this charge. I was hoping to tell the story today about a young man named Casey. Several years ago, my wife and I were sponsors at a church summer camp. We're all familiar with that, and even that season that is before us now. And if you've ever been to a summer camp, you know how the little ones get pretty homesick, especially if it's their first time, and the sun's going down, and they're thinking about home. There was one young man who we will never forget, and his name was Casey. And he missed his mom and dad so much, but he was trying so hard to be brave. So we sat there that evening with Casey for a while, and we just let him talk about his family. Just talking about his family made him feel better. And the most important thing that we remember was what he said about his dad. Getting him to talk about his dad, I said, "Casey, what does your daddy do?" And he opened his big teary eyes wide and with a smile said, "He makes the biscuits at Hardee's." Listen, fellow dads, you mean the world to your children. It matters not what it is that you do, but what matters is who you are doing it for and that you're doing it for the right reasons. As dads, we need to know that this world, the flesh and the devil are against us. But may we be reminded, if God be for you, who can be against you? Fathers, bring the children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, putting on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. You and the Lord, your Father in heaven is with you.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.